Hello, my legendary friends. This is Legends and Losers, the show for people who like to eavesdrop on killer dialogues, brilliant rants, and crazy diversions, straight up with a business twist. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, former three-time CMO and co-author of Play Bigger, who has one of the most strategic minds in marketing, but could also hide his own Easter eggs. And now, strap yourselves in. It's time for Legends and Losers.
All right. The Ramones said, hey, ho, let's go. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Hello, my legendary friends. I hope you're doing great. If you are in the part of the world where July is summer, I hope your summer is working out. And if you're in the part of the world where it's winter, I hope your winter is working out. And most importantly, I want to thank you for joining me for this short episode of Legends and Losers. I've been thinking a lot about my conversation with Isaac Morehouse on episode 170. And I just wanted to tease out a couple of things with you. If you heard that episode, Isaac's the founder of a company called Praxis, and they're pioneering a new category he calls Career Launch. And he had some very interesting things to say about careers, about education, but in particular what I wanted to talk about are a couple things that I think pertain to all of us regardless of where we are. He used terms like, what's your digital body of work? What social proof do you have? And he has a point of view that says you should be your own credential, that when we essentially go to college or university, we're buying a credential, and that today you should be your own credential. So, you know, as I think about that, how do I process the transaction? The first thing I think about is what happens when somebody Googles you? So I would encourage you, you do it right now if you're not driving, Google yourself. And it's not just out of vanity. See what happens. Now, why do I suggest you Google yourself? If you think about it, when we meet someone today, often that's the first thing we do. If we meet them over email, we meet them on a social network of one sort or another. If you're at all like me, you Google that person to find out who they are. And so it is increasingly getting more important to understand what happens when people Google you. And I see it all the time with people trying to get on Legends and Losers. We're getting bombarded. That's a combination of mobbed and bombarded by people who want to come on the podcast, which is very, very cool. And it takes a little bit of time. It's about 15 minutes or so to try to figure out, is this person somebody that would be a good guest? And so, of course, what's the first thing that myself or Candace does? We Google the person. So what happens after we get Googled is critical, whether it is whether you're looking for a new job or you're an entrepreneur or you're an artist or you're an executive or you're just frankly a person, because today more and more people look online to find out about you. And so knowing that, what I would posit to you is it time to get more proactive about your digital presence? What is your digital body of work? Do you have a website? A lot of people don't have an individual website. And listen, if you're a product manager, if you're a mid-level product manager somewhere, why wouldn't you have a website? What's your LinkedIn profile like? Do you post stuff? Do you blog on LinkedIn? That was one of the points Isaac made as well. If you're a finance person, what are you sharing on social networks or on LinkedIn? The other thing, this is just a side note. Whenever I read somebody's LinkedIn profile and it's written in the third person, I laugh, because we all know you wrote it. And so if your name is, you know, Jimmy Smith, and it says, well, you know, Jimmy Smith is a proven executive with a track record of blah, 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 we know Jimmy Smith wrote it. And so it's a little, I always find it a little weird when LinkedIn profiles are written in the third person. So maybe write it more personally. But more importantly, you know, what's the substance of that? Are you blogging? Are you on Medium? Do you have a podcast? You know, look, maybe not everybody needs to have a podcast, but as you know, if you're a regular listener, I think it's cool to have a podcast. And you might not have an aspiration to become one of the top podcasters in the world, but you know, podcasting is becoming a lot like blogging was a decade ago. And so, look, you could just podcast your life if you wanted to, or some thoughts like I'm doing right now. The other way you could do it is if you're any kind of a thought leader in any kind of field, get on podcasts. You know, my new book, Niche Down, is about to come out. Obviously, Play Bigger's been out for a little bit now. And it's really becoming the number one way for authors and other quote-unquote thought leaders to get their leading thoughts out into the world is to be a podcast guest. And I'm not doing a speaking tour for Niche Down the way you'd historically do it for a book launch. I'm just going on a lot of podcasts. I talked to a top podcaster and writer recently, Brian Burns, who has an amazing podcast called The Brutal Truth About Selling. And he's one of the most popular kind of sales podcasters out there. I'd highly recommend you check him out. And he's only doing digital stuff. But regardless, why not go be a guest on podcasts? And I'll do a plug for my friends, Tom Schwab and Dan Moyle at Interview Valet. You can hire these guys, and they'll get you on podcasts, and that's what they've done for me, and it's been great. Have you written a book? You know, I'm beginning to think that everybody should write a book, and it forces you to really think about what you're thinking. It forces you to be really clear, and then when somebody Googles your ass, your book shows up. And so, is it going to be a New York Times bestseller? I don't know. Maybe it is. But even if it isn't, even if you only sell a couple thousand copies, you've put yourself through the work of writing something important and putting it out there into the world. Are you on Quora? I love Quora. Dushka Zapata has been on the podcast many times. She's one of the queens of Quora. And it's an amazing question and answer site. Anybody can post a question. Anybody can post an answer. And then the popularity of both of those things kind of get voted on by the crowd, so to speak. And so it's just a cool way to see what's on people's minds. And there's all sorts of different topics you can track. I track podcasts. I track startups. I track venture capital. So do you have a presence on Quora? What are you doing on other social networks, on Twitter or on Snapchat, on obviously Facebook, et cetera, et cetera? What kind of content are you sharing? Are you contributing content? Another newer idea, we recently had Gina Bianchini on a Legends and Losers episode 175, and she's the founder of an outfit called Mighty Networks. And she's helping quote-unquote creators of any kind, whether you're an entrepreneur or some kind of a creative person, an artist, et cetera, to create your own niche down network, so to speak, a private social network or community, maybe a better way to think about it. That's something we're going to explore here, but that might be something worth talking about. And then other simple things. Do you have a TED Talk or a TEDx Talk? Are your speeches available online? So I highly encourage you to think about what is your digital body of work. And then the second piece of this that really has sort of echoed in my head another point Isaac made was the social proof around you. So I think it's great for us to have a rich digital body of work that we generate, but also what are other people saying about you? And so have you been featured somewhere, et cetera? Because I think, certainly for me, when I meet somebody new, if a VC buddy of mine introduces me to an entrepreneur that maybe they want me to consider working with, or a potential guest trying to get on Legends and Losers, not only do I look at the digital body of work that they have, I also look for social proof. Have they been quoted somewhere? Did their book get reviewed somewhere? How popular does their podcast appear? How many ratings and reviews if they have a podcast? All of those things help because I think a lot of us are looking for third-party validation, i.e. social proof. And I think as your digital presence becomes more and more important, the social proof along with it becomes more and more important. All right, so that's what I wanted to share with you. I would also like to remind you that our friends at NetSuite want to offer you a 30-minute growth review. So go to legends, go to netsuite.com/legends to book a growth review with a growth expert in your industry. Also encourage you to go to nichedownbook.com. and subscribe, and we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with Niche Down when it officially becomes available. And if you subscribe right now, we will for free send you the foreword written by none other than the legendary Hal Elrod, the author of Miracle Morning, guest here on Legends and Losers, the creator of the Achieve Your Goals podcast, and I think one of the most motivating, inspiring, and important speakers in our world. All right, that's it. Dearest apologies today to Greg Clark, CEO of Symantec. Sorry, Greg, we just ran out of time for you.